Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I think the first thing is just to elevate the conversation. If the board, the leadership, if you as a supporter of organization have never had a conversation about this issue of mission drift, that really is the starting point to understand where are we. What steps have we taken to avoid drift? What really is our core mission? What would drift look like? Where might there be areas where we're susceptible? Maybe it's taking that questionnaire available at missiondrift.com. I think there are a lot of different ways to just start with a conversation and then not to be overwhelmed by this topic, but to say, what are a small number of really clear and practical things that we could do? And so for some, maybe it's just getting the founder to write a statement of saying, this is the story. This is why we were created. Maybe it's video archiving that and making it part of the orientation process for all new employees that would join you. Or maybe for others, it's looking at the way that they recruit board members. Maybe it's saying, do we have enough protection in place to ensure that the people that come in are really going to be the guardians of the full mission? For others, maybe it's employment. For others, maybe it's the culture piece. Organizations that seem to have an intentionality about praying together, we found that that was one of the common themes. So I think there's a number of options, and it's more looking at the options and then for each organization to say, again, not overwhelmed by we could do all of these things, but simply finding the opportunity to say we are going to do these things. And again, just to elevate the conversation.
Now, April, listening in the Moorhead area on Faith 1200, says, you know, it seems like people struggle with this issue too, maybe going after jobs for money as opposed to using our God-given gifts and following His lead. Maybe just to share a thought about that.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And that was really the point, Neil, of writing The Spiritual Danger of Doing Good. It's really the application of these same principles in our own heart. And so I think April is exactly right. What we've been talking about at the organizational level, there is a lot of relevance at the personal level as well. And, you know, I enjoy that old hymn, right? Come thou fount of every blessing, where what's one of the lines? It's prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above. I just love that recognition, that kind of honest recognition. I believe it was Robert Robinson who wrote that hymn when he was 22. And I love that he was honest enough with himself to say, man, this issue of drift, I see it in my own heart, and I don't want to drift. I don't want that to be my story. And in a similar way, that's what I hope too. I hope that my family sees a dad and a husband who is willing to make decisions to avoid the drift in my own life that we've been talking about at an organizational level.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.